Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
This is Nick Scherfield at HoustonTexans.com. We're here with James Casey, Texans tight end, just finished his rookie season. James did a rookie diary for us at HoustonTexans.com all season. It's great stuff. James, thanks for joining us. I understand you're back at home in Azle. How nice is it to be home and get to relax a little bit?
It feels really nice to be able to take a little bit of time off and relax and not have any responsibilities or any pressure on you for this week. But at the same time, I only got really a week off, and then I start school on Monday back at Rice University. So I'm just really trying to enjoy this week and pretty much do as little as possible before I get going to school, because after that I'm going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, you said you're going back to school. You mentioned that in your rookie diary this week, actually. How many hours are you going to be taking, and do you think it's going to be a little bit strange transitioning from playing to now just going back and being a student?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be strange. I'm not sure yet exactly what my schedule is going to be like, but I plan on taking maybe 15 to 18 hours, which is like 5 or 6 classes, which is a pretty good workload. But, you know, it's kind of if I can knock, the quicker I can knock it out, the less time I'll have to keep going back to school. So I'm going to try to get it done as fast as I can. And, it's going to be really strange coming from an NFL season to going to be a college student and just be a regular college student too, you know, not playing any sports or anything like that, and being 25 and being married and having a baby on the way. It's going to be a really unique experience, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I understand I got to go back and get this degree done because I can't play football forever. So I'm actually really excited about going back, even though you probably think I wouldn't be too excited about it.
Remind people what your degree is that you're working towards, because from what I remember, it doesn't sound like the easiest thing to study.
No, I'm trying to triple major in economics, managerial studies, and sport management, and then also minor in business. So pretty much every class I take when I go back is going to have to go straight towards all those different majors. So I can't take really any blow-off classes that are, you know, at Rice, there really isn't any blow-off classes anyways, but I can't take the easier classes. So going back, like this semester, I'm going to have to take like a microeconomics class. I'm going to have to take corporate finance, a statistics class, probably like a leadership class, and then another economics class, I think labor economics, one of the electives for economics. So it's going to be a really tough schedule. It might be one of my toughest semesters I've had at Rice, and it's going to be coming off of an NFL football season. But I'm down for the challenge. I'm excited about it.
Well, looking back on your rookie season, just kind of reflect on a little bit, maybe some memories that pop out to you and some of the things that you learned.
It was a whirlwind of a rookie year, and there's definitely a lot of memories I'll take from it. And you look back at where you started at and to where you are now. I was just so, you know, focused on just trying to make the team and just trying to be a part of this team, and just to be, you know, to get that phone call or see that press conference where they announced, you know, who made the team, the 53-man roster. That was, of course, a crazy time when I, you know, officially realized that I was going to be an NFL player. And And, you know, then just to be able to make it through all the season and be active, you know, all the games, besides the one game I was injured, and, get out there and get some playing time as a rookie and really learn a lot. The biggest thing I probably learned throughout the thing is, you know, first of all, I had to learn the playbook, and that's really tough to get everything down with the terminology and all the different formations and everything. And then on top of that, just kind of learning how to be a pro. I played baseball before, so, you know, I was kind of experienced with how to be a pro about, you know, how it's a little bit different when you're a professional athlete, you're getting paid to play. It's not as kind of easy going as high school and college. But I had really good guys to look up to, like Joel Dreesen and Owen Daniels, and they really kind of, as the season went out, taught me how to be a pro as far as, you know, how much work you need to put in, watching film and studying your plays and working out extra and taking care of your body, all those things. I really thank those guys for everything they did, just kind of teaching me about being a pro and just learn how to practice. You know, every practice in the NFL is like pretty much like a game. Mm-hmm. So it takes a while to get used to that and get yourself conditioned to do that.
Yeah, you did a lot of things this year, special teams. You did some moving around earlier in the year on fullback and tight end. But, you know, having done all that, how excited are you for next year, you know, where maybe Coach Kubiak said he'd like to get you settled at one spot? How excited are you to maybe do that next year?
Oh, man, I can't wait for next year. I know, you know, a lot of guys I've talked to, they said, you know, it's kind of crazy for, you know, being so excited about getting started, because it's easy to forget how hard training camp is, but, you know, I know how hard it's going to be. But, yeah, I'm really excited, because just coming in, I was just trying to make the team. You know, I was playing fullback, tight end, trying to learn all the different special teams, and just special teams itself are really hard to understand. There's a lot of different techniques and stuff that you got to know. So going into next year, I'm really excited because I know the offense. I'm familiar with all the special team stuff we're doing, and I feel like I did a pretty good job at it. And I can only improve, you know, and I'm really looking forward to improving everything and coming back next year and really, really, you know, trying to put together a really, really good sophomore campaign. Kind of reminds me of college. My first year, I started off not really doing too much, and, you know, I kind of got more and more involved in college and had a decent first year. And then my second year, I kind of exploded because I knew what to expect and I knew how to work in the offseason and had a really, really good sophomore year in college. So I'm hopefully, you know, planning on doing the same thing in the NFL. But again, you know, it's back to square one. Just first of all, you're just trying to make the team, and then after that, trying to contribute a lot more than I did this year.
I think I know what your answer to this next question is going to be, but I got to ask because a lot of fans have been asking this all year. But any chance you lobby Coach Kubiak next season to maybe throw some passes out of Wildcat formation?
No, I won't. I won't say anything to them about that. Just that stuff. I would, of course, you know, be more than willing to do it and love to do it. I did it in college, but that's completely out of my control. That's all the coach's decision. If they were to think, you know, maybe we could do something like that might help us, they might consider it. But I'm not even going to worry about that. I'm going to focus just on the tight end stuff. And then if they asked me to do that, I would be, of course, very excited about it.
Switching to the personal side a second before we let you go, I know you got a baby on the way, like you mentioned earlier. Can you talk about when your wife's due and how excited you are about that?
Yeah, she's due June 4th, and we know it's going to be a boy, so we're very, very excited about it. You know, it comes at a pretty good time during the off season, so I won't be any kind of football or anything like that conflicting. And, you know, we just can't wait for it to get here. You know, you're a little anxious about wanting everything to be healthy throughout the pregnancy, so I just wanted to get here and have all 10 fingers and 10 toes and everything be good with it. It's going to make next season be a little different for me when I have a little one out there, that I got to take care of too along with the season, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, James, best of luck with that and with school and with getting some rest in the offseason, and thanks again for doing the Rookie Diary this year. We really enjoyed it on HoustonTexans.com.
Thank you.